Anyways, we'll move on. And we're all well aware of the huge support that can be provided by grandparents when it comes to looking after children. But now I want to look at issues that can arise when grandparents are left with the responsibility of raising their grandchildren because of drug or alcohol addiction within the family. This is ahead of an event which will deal with this theme and more. It takes place in Shannon this coming Wednesday. Rianach Power joins me in studio. She's a member of the Midwest Regional Drugs and Alcohol Forum. Rianach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. So tell us a little bit more, maybe first of all, about what will be happening on Wednesday.
Right. Well, Wednesday, the conference is Grandparents Raising Their Grandchildren Due to Parental Substance Use, the Issues and Supports. And first off, to open it, will be one of the community members who was involved in organising this, who will MC the event. Followed by that, we have the guest speaker, Vivian Evans, who's the Chief Executive of ADFAM UK. And they're an organisation that work in London who have particular expertise, I suppose, in a long-term project working with grandparents. And we want to learn from their particular project, the Grandparent Carers Project. Following that will be the National Family Support Network, and they're a particular organisation or umbrella organisation in Dublin that support family members who have substance use addictions issues in the family. And we also are delighted that TUSLA will also join us at the conference. That's really important to have the family, child and family agency involved in this.
Sure.
So they're all going to give us information inputs around their experience and their knowledge of grandparents who are raising their children due to their grandchildren due to parental substance misuse. And following that, we want to highlight what are the family supports that are available in the Midwest from our own organisations that are involved.
I presume the fact that you are hosting a conference focusing on this means that there are a lot of grandparents, or at least a sizable number of grandparents in this region, raising their children because, as the title of the conference suggests, so because of issues related to substance abuse by the child's parents.
Yeah. I suppose, Gavin, the reality is we don't know. We don't have numbers on that, and I suppose in many cases people are doing this informally. So while TUSLA would have information on those that are receiving the foster care allowance in regard to this, and the DSP may have information on the guardian parents, there are a number of people who are doing this without any supports and are doing it, I suppose, what we understand from the research and from our own members who have experience of this is that they're doing it, they start off in a temporary measure, they're just, you know, think that they're taking on something that is going to be short term, and then they find that as time goes on that actually they're in it for a much longer period, and it's much more complex, and you know, they're in a situation that they didn't think that they'd find themselves in.
And in terms of collating numbers, that's next to impossible, because in those instances there's no involvement with the state agency, or very little anyway.
Well, that's one of the elements of it, yeah.
So are you, when you talked then about the supports that are available, is it your hope to bolster those supports arising out of Wednesday's event? Is it your hope that maybe people will be more aware of them?
Well, I suppose the purpose of the conference is to create awareness about this issue and to provide information in relation to it. So we're really encouraging grandparents to come along, but also to workers and people who are engaged with grandparents, so they have more understanding that this is going on in people's lives, and it's not something that may be easy for them to talk about or to acknowledge to other people. And it's quite a sensitive issue as well. You know, the caring of grandchildren and the thoughts of grandchilden going into care it's a very difficult topic for people. So we have a number of family support projects, but I suppose in many cases people might think of them as where the young person, or it's not a young person, where the person is who has a problem with drug or alcohol. Often it's the parent, often it's the mother who is looking for support for that person, and they might look for support from themselves. We have less, I suppose, cases whereby people, our grandparents, are looking for this support. And so we want, and our family support projects are interested to, I suppose, advance that side of their work and maybe look at what specific needs grandparents have that may be different from another family member support, and to look at how can we, you know, sort of develop those supports and make them open to those grandparents.
It seems there's a way to go then in terms of, as I say, improving those supports. And I don't mean that as a criticism. You've obviously identified and are looking to acknowledge that, but maybe a gap has been identified in services?
I think so, and we need to learn more about what that gap looks like, and we want grandparents to tell us what it looks like for them. We want to learn from the experience of ADFAM. We want to learn from TUSLA and the National Family Support Network and the research that they've done, and then we want to see what we can do in the Midwest to grow that. And I suppose the other thing is, while we've titled this this conference Grandparents Raising Their Grandchildren, in many cases the issue is kinship care. So it's about relatives. It may not be the grandparent, it may be an aunt or whichever. So I think it's all within that context. I think there's a lot of similarities whether you are a relative carer or a grandparent carer.
You're focusing on this with the Midwest region in mind. That is the area that your group covers. I wonder how prevalent, even anecdotally, do we know are the issues that we're talking about this morning outside of Limerick City in particular? And I'm not being derogatory towards the city, but we often think of drugs being an urban issue.
Yeah, I think that's a myth. And I suppose we know that drug and alcohol issues can affect anybody at any time. And, okay, maybe more prevalent in certain socioeconomic groups, but you know, it's not the case that it's only with Limerick City. I suppose the research that the National Family Support Network seems to come from two urban areas in the East Coast. Well, that was the research originally that the Clare Community Cluster, which is the group that I work with, you know, identified. So I think that it is not just an urban phenomenon, and it can be anywhere. And I think we need to respect that. And of course, the complexities of rural issues then in terms of transport or getting to a family support group is an issue for some people. And transport for grandparents can be an issue. So in the Midwest Regional Drug and Alcohol Forum, any of the services that we are supporting, we really try and ask them to address that issue. So many of the services will include transport or support for transport. For example, the respite house for family members that we have, that will include transport to and from the respite house. So that's not a barrier for people to attend.
So it's happening everywhere, basically.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
And that suggests, again, that what we're talking about this morning, the situation that a number of families find themselves in that you're looking to discuss this coming week is more prevalent. Certainly more prevalent than you can measure, but more prevalent than many might think.
Yeah, and I think we just need to be open and learn. And again, we don't want to create stigma. We want people to be able to get support that they need. So,
who do you want to attend the Wednesday's event, which, by the way, is at the Oakwood Hotel in Shannon?
Yeah, we'd like, obviously, grandparents to attend, because we'd like to hear their experiences, and they can do that through comment cards. We're not asking for any grandparent or a person to stand up and give their story. But we do have comment cards whereby they can ask questions, which we can respond to, or if they're looking for support, to give them a call back. So that will be there. But also to hear the experiences and to know that they're not alone, which is a very important part in people thinking that they're the only ones to experience this. And we know that that is not the case. We know that from the family support organisations. We know that that's not the case. We'd also like workers, though, or anybody working with grandparents to attend, because it's really important that they understand the context in which some people are living, and to have the compassion and the empathy to support those people in those situations, because they're very complex and no one situation is the same as somebody else's. So to be having an understanding of that.
Okay, and it's on Wednesday from 10 o'clock until 1 at the Oakwood Hotel in Shannon. You're looking for people to register in advance, and they can do that by calling 061 607 242. I'll give that number again at the end of the interview. But before that, Rinach, just finally, for people who are affected by some of what we're talking about today, obviously you want them to go along on Wednesday to this particular event. But beyond that, are sufficient supports in place, and what should people do if they want to reach out and get help? If they're identifying with what we're talking about this morning?
Well, one of the things is to come to the conference, because we will actually have all the range of family support in addiction services and drug and alcohol services attending on the day. So they'll be able to meet with them, to talk with them, get to know who they are, because those relationships are really important. Also on drugs.ie, there is a list of drug and alcohol services, or they can contact us in the Midwest Regional Drug and Alcohol Forum, and we'd certainly be very happy to point them in the right direction.
Wednesday at 10 at the Oakwood Hotel in Shannon, 061 607 242. Rhenoch Power of the Midwest Regional Drugs and Alcohol Forum. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick. Serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.